I'm Herb Trix, and politics, television, and social media were once again rich sources for abuse of the English language during the past year, and they're the main contributors to the latest list of words and phrases banished from the Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. The 2019 banished list is the 45th to be issued by Lake Superior State University in Michigan. In past years, it was overseen by the Public Relations Office, but this year it became the responsibility of the English Department. Mary McMinn is an associate professor of English and creative writing and a member of the Banished Word Committee.
I think that the list serves a really interesting role. There are a lot of organizations nationwide that nominate a word of the year, like the Merriam-Webster Dictionary does one, the Association of Linguists does one, but they just nominate one word of the year, and it's sort of like experts nominating that. And this list, as far as I know, is the only list where the American populace can actually nominate words. So it's a way for people to be word watchers themselves and then sort of keep an eye on the language.
And the winner, she says, hands down with the most nominations is the phrase quid pro quo.
In Latin, it just means something for something. And it actually comes, the first reported instance of the phrase is actually all the way back in the 16th century. So it started with apothecaries when they would substitute one medication for another. Sometimes they would intentionally substitute them, but another times they would fraudulently substitute one medication for another. And as the years passed, it started to be any substitution of one thing for another. And then it started to have the negative connotation that we have with the word, with the phrase now, where it sort of means pay for play.
From the pretentious section of the list comes the word artisanal, which appears on a lot of menus these days, trying to make your water or salad dressing or sandwich sound more exciting. And from the explosion of foodie shows and sites comes mouthfeel.
That was one that surprised me too. But basically, it's the word that is used to describe the texture of a food in your mouth. But texture isn't good enough. You have to say mouthfeel. which is kind of gross because, where else are you going to put your food? Are we going to talk about foot feel or hand feel?
And then there's literally.
The word literally means, it's a synonym for actually, right? And the way that it has been changing over the years is it actually has become its own antonym. So instead of meaning actually, people are using it for emphasis or for figurative. So I could say, I was so surprised my head literally exploded, which would mean that my head actually exploded, but people are using it for emphasis, meaning that, my head almost exploded, or for figurative. So it's a very interesting word that it's become to mean its opposite.
McMinn says an important source of words and phrases for the banishment list in recent years has been social media, including friend as a verb, Google, selfie, and ghosting. The latest additions, thanks to social media, include chirp, jelly, and tote.
One that was new to me was chirp, and I talked to my students about this one. They had said that it was an insult that millennials use to talk about somebody who is insulting someone else. So it's a verb, sort of like tweet is a verb, where you say, I tweeted about this or that, and you're talking about what you're saying on Twitter. But chirp is sort of like talking about something, but talking about it negatively. So I could get chirped for being out of touch, basically, for not knowing that word.
Jelly now is an abbreviation of the word jealous, while tote is another abbreviation for totally. And if there's some use of a word or phrase that really bothers you, some new and terrible pretension, or let's face it, something on social media that us older people just don't understand, Lake Superior State University accepts nominations all year round. Just go to lssu.edu/banished. I'm Herb Trix.